Burt Show.
Danielle, we talked to last week. And at that time, Danielle, this was her story.
Well, I've got two kids, one going into fourth and one going into fifth.
Okay.
They've been coming home with report cards, pretty much all C's. Mm-hmm. And I've just basically kind of had it. I just feel like I can give them the A's. And they'll get into a good college that way. I've got to tell my husband, by the way, our kids aren't going back to school in the fall. I'm going to homeschool them. And he has the college education. I don't.
It sort of misses something in the translation because you had to hear the whole call to see sort of, and I know she's on hold listening right now, but I got to be, you know, totally honest, just unqualified for this kind of thing.
Well, she wasn't planning on really teaching them so much as it was going to give them the good grades because they deserved it. So she was just going to sit down and teach them in finger quotes what they needed to know, not everything, but what they needed to know, and then just give them the grades so they can get into college.
Yeah, she wanted to give them better grades so they can get into a better school. And she said she was qualified to do this because she spends 30 minutes with them on homework each night, and they all eat dinner together.
They have mashed potatoes and steak.
So we thought, okay, this is not going to be good. So we were hoping when she went into the weekend that maybe her husband would say, what? You out of your mind? And Danielle is back right now on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Danielle.
Ho, ho. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. Ho, ho. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm curious, like, your approach to your husband over the weekend. Did you think that initially he would be like, that sounds like a great idea, baby? Or did you think that it was going to be met by a wall?
I did not really know how he was going to react at all. because really, I'm asking a lot from him in the same token. It's not like it's just going to happen and we're going to talk about it throughout the process. He's going to have a pretty big hand in the whole situation because, like I said before, he's the one with the degree, not me.
So he would be, you were going to ask him to help teach?
Definitely. What? Right.
Does he have a job?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it would be something that he could do when he gets home and over the weekends. And, you know, maybe we could take Mondays off, but we'd have school on Saturday or something.
Okay, so he goes to work at what time?
He leaves here by 7.
All right.
7:15.
And he gets home at what time?
5:36.
Okay, and then at least in your head, the schedule looks like what? He'll spend 45 minutes with them, 3 hours with them a night. How long are we looking at?
Probably two. I mean, I'll be with them also. I'll be the primary, you know, teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But he's going to come and review the work, and if there's any place that we're stuck, he'll help us out there.
Melissa, what's that look? Right,
oh, my
there?
Gosh.
It's just, it's
there are days like this where I wish we Ustreamed because Melissa's look is priceless.
The fact that you said, you know, if we are stuck and we don't know how to solve a problem, then he will come in and he will solve it for us. I mean, you have no confidence whatsoever in your in educating your children. And so you, in your mind, think your husband is your backup plan, and after work, that he's going to come home and he's going to kind of really be the teacher in the
end.
But
that's just it. I do think of him as my backup plan. I do have confidence in myself. I think that I can do this. I think it's going to be pretty easy, actually.
Pretty easy.
So, okay.
Well, when you had the conversation over the weekend and you told him it was going to be a we thing, what was his response to the we partnership?
Yeah, I want to know how you initially got into it. You sit him down? Was it like you put the kids away somewhere, sent him to with the babysitter? Was it just you and he?
Well, yeah, they went to bed and we had a really fun family day and they were exhausted. So they went to bed actually pretty early and we just sat down and I made pie.
Oh, that's sweet.
We had pie and coffee, and we discussed it, and I am really excited, but he is completely on board with the whole thing.
Really?
He is, and really.
Yes.
And he knows that he's teaching.
Yes, yes.
Well,
he thinks that the school system has failed us.
Really? Okay.
In his own words, he said that our kids were bright by nature and not getting what they need, so he thinks it's a great idea.
Okay. Here is Melanie. She wants to defend you.
Okay.
Let me give the phone number out here also. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T. You can program this into your phone. 1-877-588-2378. Hey, Melanie, go ahead. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi. I just wanted to let her know that I really think she can do it. Homeschooling has come a long way. There's lots of resources. I have lots of friends that homeschool their kids through videotapes and homeschool groups. And you don't have to be that educated. And the school day is really only about 3 or 4 hours. So even if her husband can't chip in every day, they are going to get a full learning day if she utilizes the right resources that are available on the internet and through different groups around town.
But listen to what you're saying here. It almost sounds like your attitude is, yeah, I think there's a chance that she can pull this off, which to me, it's too much of a risk. You're talking about the education of your children. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know what? Yeah, I think you could pull off playing soccer, you know, at 65 years old with 40-year-olds or whatever.
Well, my favorite quotes are, the school day is only like three and a half hours long. And then the second thing is that you really don't have to be that educated to do it.
Well, you don't, in a sense, but it's up to her to educate her kids to really utilize all the resources that are out there. Now, if she just takes the day and, you know, doesn't go over everything or doesn't find the right resources to help her where she's lacking, then, yeah, it's going to be a bad job. But you can do it, you know, as long as she's 100% into it. But okay, if she's lazy about it, no, they're going to be dumb.
Well, let's stick with your line of thinking here then, Melanie. Danielle, how much research have you done on it? Like, what websites have you gone to? Who have you sought out for any kind of education before you made the decision to do this?
Well, I haven't done any of that. After talking to you, I started to realize what I had not done and what I do need to do, and I made a short list. And then I spoke to my husband, and I haven't really had the chance to get online or do any of that research yet.
Busy, busy, busy.
Well, I'm fascinated by the fact that you want to homeschool your children, but you didn't have the initiative to think beforehand to do the research. I'm just fascinated.
Danielle, come
but
on
But I
now.
Do appreciate the pie and coffee. I do appreciate that.
He did too.
Here is Molly. Molly, good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Hi, I'm in college admissions, and there's some other factors to take into account, mm-hmm. Especially if your reason is to get them into a good college. Homeschool children cannot go to school on the HOPE scholarship.
Okay.
They're not HOPE eligible for the first 30 hours of college. And if it's not an accredited homeschool by one of the Georgia accredited homeschools, mm-hmm. then they have to actually get a GED before they can even be considered for college. And when you have a GED, your scholarship opportunities go down considerably.
Molly, this is all great information, but Danielle, this is info that you should know already. So the people that are calling in with mm-hmm. this kind of advice, I understand what you're trying to do. But as a parent, Danielle, you should know all this already.
Right.
When do you plan to start homeschooling them this next year, in the next month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in fall.
Did you even know you had to be accredited?
Yes. I don't know how to go about doing that, but I know that I have to be accredited.
Well, I would get a start on that because summer's only 2 more months.
Yeah, I think I'd jump on that.
Yeah.
Haley, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, Burt. Love the show.
Thank you.
I'm actually a high school graduate. I'm just finished nursing school. But I just wanted to let her know it's a great idea, but it's a lot of hard work. So I just want to give that insight on that.
But it doesn't even sound like you're putting in the hard work now. I mean, you can't just go in there 2 weeks before you start teaching your own kids.
Yeah, the reason I asked when you were starting is because I wondered if you should try one more year before and you start training yourself before you try this. Because I think that to me, I'm personally not a fan of homeschooling. However, I would assume it is far more work than just allowing your kids to go to you know, public or private school.
Right, but if I wait another year, that's another year of C's and possibly D's.
Well, not necessarily. You and your husband can do that 2 hours that you're planning on having him do it anyway. Sit down and go over homework for 2 hours every night when they're in public school. Like, what's wrong with just doing that?
Or hire a tutor.
Yeah.
Because the grades aren't going to go through me first. I'm not going to be able to see it.
Yeah, but you understand.
Or do anything about it.
Yeah, but what Wendy's saying here is, okay, let the system do what it's supposed to do, and then maybe you should spend more time with your children on their homework rather than the entire day,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you'll see a bump in their grades.
But the system's not doing what it's supposed to do.
Maybe your kids aren't doing what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I No.
I think that there is a certain amount of arrogance with all parents. And I'll say this. I'm in the process of having children, okay? And we will have children in the next couple of years. And the thing that scares me about having children the most are not the children, but the parents. Because I do believe that with every parent, there's a little arrogance about their kids. That's great. I know that you think your kid is the best. Every parent should think their kid is the best. However, the fact that your husband said that they are naturally bright and it's the school system that's bringing them down, it's a problem for me because you don't realize that your children are not putting forth the work or they would get the A's. And that's just the plain truth. It's not the teacher's fault they're not getting the A's. It's your children's fault they're not getting the A's.
I don't think we can place blame on my children.
But you can place blame on the school system? You place blame on the school system, but not on your children.
Yes.
I think that's a huge problem.
I mean, granted, yes, I think that they haven't found the right way to learn for them, but the school system isn't willing to try and work that out for per individual child.
Okay, here's Pam who wants to stick up for you. Go ahead, Pam.
Hey, Lola, I have homeschooled 4 girls. My oldest one is second year in college. She is on the dean's list, has had scholarships handed to her for her grades. Made the choice when she was kindergarten to homeschool, and I've homeschooled all 4 of them throughout the years.
I'm assuming, Pam, because you've been very successful at it, that you did some research beforehand that at least gave you some kind of indication if you could actually do this or not. Mm-hmm. Did the research...
I did, and that's the one thing I don't agree with her is that she does need to take over the summer, and she does need to do some research to figure out which programs are going to work for her children, and then just start it in the fall. I mean, don't wait, but just do her research through the summer.
So you think that I have enough time?
I think you do. I mean, you just need to get on the internet, talk to other homeschool people, find out which programs you think will work for your children. Just children learn different ways. There's some kids that learn on hand. There's some kids that learn through reading books. And there's all types of different programs out there for different types of children.
Hey, Pam, what if Danielle just drops her kids off at your house?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, thank you, Pam.
That'll work.
See you later.
I would feel better with that.
With what?
With her just going and dropping her kids off at Pam's house.
I wonder if that happens. Like, I'll homeschool your kids?
Oh, I'm sure that we had a listener on Friday who homeschools 8 children, and they all weren't his.
I didn't recall that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I will say the good news, though, Danielle, is, I mean, I think that it is highly important that you and your husband are on the same page, and that's what you are. That's what you wanted.
I suppose so, but I want to check back with you right before school to see how much research you've done on the whole thing. And
sure.
I wonder if, as school approaches, if you're as excited about it or you think, okay, maybe I can't do this. So let's talk to you right before the fall starts.
Okay, I'm pretty motivated. Thank you.
Can I ask you one last question?
Sure.
What kind of pie was it that you fed your husband?
It was blueberry and in season, ready to go.
I'm sorry.
That's what won him over.
Hello, yeah.
He never had a chance. All right, Danielle, see you.
Thanks,
thank you.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
The Bird Show.